Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick-hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Anthony, the Token Squid Prize. He's back. Tony rides a country on a motorcycle to honor and support those families who have lost someone in the military. His BizHap today is about that time when he met a bunch of Gold Star families on a 3,000-mile ride. So, Anthony, welcome back. Welcome to
Hey,
the
it's
show.
great to be here. It's so
I'm
great to be here. So
glad
many
you're
things
here.
can happen on a 3,000-mile motorcycle ride. That I might have not made it. But I'm here and it's wonderful. I'm here and it's wonderful.
I'm glad. So let's get into your story.
Well, this particular motorcycle ride, I was traveling from Orlando, Florida to Minneapolis, Minnesota by way of San Antonio, Texas. And if you're at all good with geography, you know that San Antonio, Texas is not on the way to Minneapolis. Anyway, that's how it ended up being about 3,000 miles. And we met with Gold Star families throughout Florida, throughout Alabama and Louisiana and Texas. And then we went north from Texas and we met Gold Star families in Oklahoma and Kansas. And after that, we met a few in Iowa. And it was that second family in Iowa. I met three families in Iowa before I made it to Minnesota. And it was that second family in Iowa. I met a fella named Roy. Roy was a 31-year-old man who lost his father 10 years ago in the military. And this is one of the things that I find to be, I like to pay the most attention to it because the Gold Star Ride Foundation honors Gold Star families. Gold Star families are immediate family members of somebody who's killed in the military. But one of the things, the people who are forgotten in this whole adventure are the children and the brothers and sisters. But Roy was a son. And here's the true story, true story. I'm telling you, it's God's honest truth. Roy never told his wife about his father. He was married for about 18 months at the time that I met him. And this was just this last April. I met him in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Good luck finding that one on the map. It's a little teeny tiny town.
Good
Anyway,
luck trying to type it.
yeah, good luck trying to type it. We sat down, the three of us sat down, me and him and his wife. We sat down and we had dinner and we enjoyed a complete dinner. And his wife, again, they'd been married for about a year and a half. She had no knowledge of his father being a veteran. She had no knowledge of his father being killed. She had no knowledge of it whatsoever. So when we started talking about his dad, she just kind of curled up and said, I don't know exactly what we're talking about anymore. And after about 3 or 4 minutes of talking about his dad, he just bolted from the table. He just got up and left. I mean, he started crying and then he left. And I was sitting there with his wife, who, friendly enough person, and we got to know each other rather well. But yeah, we didn't really know exactly what to say to each other. So we were kind of struggling a little bit for that. And then after a few minutes, I said, I'm going to go check on him. You wait here because this might be one of those deals where, because he's a Gold Star son, he needs somebody with a lot of Gold Star experience. And so I excused myself from the table and I went outside and I found him on the other side of the parking lot. It wasn't that he just went outside, he went way over to the other side of the parking lot. And I found him over there and I walked up to him and I said, I can't really tell you the very specifics of what we said, but we got very, very personal. And we got in and we stood there for a while, for a long while. We were actually standing there long enough to each smoke two cigarettes. Not that I'm recommending smoking, not doing that. But sometimes a cigarette is a good measure of time. So we were probably there for 20 minutes, exchanging emotions and ideas. That's when he let me know that his wife didn't have any idea that his father was military. His father was a Marine, by the way. anyway, had lost his life 10 years earlier. And after, you know, the 20 minutes, a lot of hugs and a lot of tears in that parking lot. It was a strange situation because we're out in the middle of a parking lot and it's dark out. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we went back inside. Everything kind of calmed down. And he sent his wife home and the two of us ended up spending 4.5 hours together. And then when we were all done, one of the things that I like to do is grab my telephone and do a selfie movie of myself and give everybody out in the internet world a little hint of what's going on in my life and the work that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I was standing next to him when I did it. And I just said, I'm going to talk for a second or two. And it's completely ad lib. It's nothing rehearsed at all. I made no mention to him whatsoever of what he should say. As a matter of fact, I did it live while the video was recording. I said, okay, now say your line. And then I told him what line it was he was supposed to say. And he said, but can I say something else first? And I said, sure. And then he went into this, he went in to explain how, what happens when I go visit a Gold Star family cannot be there. There's no way to put a value on it. It's so incredibly priceless. What happens in the meetings that we have when I go visit these families. And it just blew me away. I wasn't expecting that. I just thought you were going to say, wish you were here. Which is actually the tagline that we always use. Wish you were here. Because I'm all over the country. Mm-hmm. I've got those videos from California and I got them from Long Island, New York. And I have them from Minnesota and I have them from Dallas, Texas. So I got them from all over the place. But yeah, we ended up spending about 4.5 hours together, and I'm never going to forget the things that we went through. But the way he put it, that it can't, I think he said something like, you cannot put a value on it.
Yeah.
And that was, yeah. To me, that was better than anything I could say.
Yes. There's some things and experiences that cannot be bought with money.
Yeah, and apparently when I go visit these Gold Star families, that's one of them. Do you remember the story I told you last time?
I do. I do. You made me cry.
Yeah, I made you cry. Hopefully this time we made you laugh. You know, it was just a few months ago, I got to go meet with the oldest Gold Star mother in history, for her 105th birthday.
Oh, wow.
See, these are the kinds of, we get to have the really good stories too. Yeah, so she turned 105, and this was in Minnesota. It was in January, so the temperature was, oh, I don't know, 7, maybe 8 degrees outside.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cold. And my motorcycle was a part of her birthday party because she's a Gold Star mom. Mm-hmm. So she's not just a woman who turned 105. She's a Gold Star mom.
Yeah.
But we had to bring the motorcycle in to make it part of the thing, which meant, and they had the party in a high school auditorium. So I got to ride my motorcycle up and down the hallways of high school. That was pretty awesome.
I can only imagine
Stella,
that.
Yeah, Stella lost her son Wade in Vietnam, 1967. And she herself, now she's 105 and a half.
Wow.
So yeah, she's still around. She's waiting for me to get a day off when I can take her out for barbecue. Apparently that's her favorite food. She would likes to go out and chew on barbecue. So yeah, and her name is Stella. Interesting side note, at Stella's birthday party, I was asked to come up to the podium and there was 130 people there that came to her birthday party. And they asked me to say happy birthday to the 130 people. So I'm standing up at the podium. I just walk up there and I turn down and I say, Stella, happy birthday. Because she was sitting right next to the podium up on the dais or the stage, whatever it was. And I said to her, I said, can I, and they're big banners. There's like 5 banners around this high school auditorium. They all say happy 105th Stella. All of them.
Wow.
Right. Because she's like 5 years old. Right. So I turn to Stella and I say, Stella, can I tell everybody how old you are? And she says, no. Jeez. Stella's quite a character. She still lives on her own. She still lives in her own apartment by herself.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. So sometimes we get some really good stuff that comes along with the sad and emotional stuff. Interesting. I don't know. How many more minutes do we have?
Well, we, I think
Or did
that
we
would
run
be
over
all,
20 minutes ago?
yeah, I think that would be all for today. But that those are great stories. No, those are great stories. And it reminds us of how sometimes the best things in life are not material things and are not, you know, money or even fame. Just like the company of a
Oh,
good
that,
person.
yeah, truer words could not be spoken.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, anything, even your $250,000 Lamborghini, if it burns, if a tree falls on it and it bursts into flames, you can buy another one.
Yeah. It's
not that
money,
you,
money.
No, but it's the stuff that you can only get without spending money on it is the stuff that's the most important and most valuable in life.
Yes.
And that's a big part of what we do at the Gold Star Ride Foundation.
That's amazing. That's a great story. Well, let's get into this. Who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Oh, yeah. We're supposed to talk about that, aren't we? GoldStarRide.org. GoldStarRide.org. That's the best way to find us. There's links there to find us on Instagram and links to find us on Facebook. And incidentally, if you go to the GoldStarRide.org, and you click on the Instagram link and you follow us on that, you can find the video of Roy saying you cannot put a price tag on it. It was wonderful to meet him. It's always wonderful to meet every Gold Star family that I meet. And anybody who wants to help out, there's donate buttons on at goldstarride.org. And you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
That's awesome.
And X too, but we don't post very much on X because we're not political.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Anthony Price, the Token Squid, for coming in and sharing his story about
so glad to be here.
That time when he met a bunch of Gold Star families on a 3,000-mile ride. So glad to have you back. If you've got a bizhap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit anabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.